Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we are going to be talking about running a daycare from home. Now, mind you, this is pretty complicated, so let's talk about it right now. Essentially, what you're doing is you're taking care of other people's children at your own house. I know I didn't have to explain that, but I just thought I would, just in case you weren't sure. So, what are the challenges about working from home as a daycare provider? First of all, there are many rules and regulations, both local and state, and I'm not even sure if they have federal, but you might want to check on that, because you're handling somebody else's children. You're feeding them, you're taking care of them for a large amount of time. So there are going to be rules there. That's one of the challenges. Know the rules and listen to them. Apply them. Do whatever you have to do to make sure you are not doing anything against the law. Now, the other challenge, once you get past that, is that it will take over your time. Essentially, from 7:30 till maybe even 4 o'clock, you are watching someone else's child, and you cannot just turn your back away for very long because, as you know, children are known to be childlike. They're children. They're going to misbehave. So it offers you very little downtime. More specifically, you have to actually set up a vacation time. And from the people that I know that do this, they tell their clients, hey, on this week, on this month, I am not going to take care of your children. Now, that's the other downside. You can lose people anytime you're gone for an extended amount of time, because now they have to find another sitter. And if they like them, well, they're going to lose you, especially if they're cheaper or closer to their house. Then it really goes against you. And the other challenge is that these are children. They get into things. They break things. They hurt each other. They have allergies. These are all things you have to consider when you are starting a daycare from home job. And another challenge that I feel is necessary to say is that you're constantly looking for the next child. If you have four kids, you know at one point one of them's going to enter school, or they're going to not come anymore, or there's a recession and parents can't afford to do this, or they lost their job. There's a high turnover rate for children, so you constantly have to be looking for the next child to take care of. So, those are the challenges. Now, the reason many people go into this business is because of the upside. You can possibly, I say possibly, have this as your only income source, because people are willing to pay you enough to live in a house, or to live in an apartment, or to live in a place and pay for your groceries and pay for all the things you have to have in your life. And it can sustain you. So that's why there are many daycare providers, because it is possible to live off that income. Of course, you're not going to live lavishly, but it can be enough to sustain your whole lifestyle. So that is definitely a great upside, because if you can find a job that does that and you can do it from home, then great. Again, you gotta like children, or at least do well with them where you are flourishing when the kids get there, because if you're just hating your life, don't get this job. Now, if you want more information about this job, or you're not yet convinced about what you want to do from home, then go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, where you can see all the different ideas organized by your priorities, like jobs that require no training, or jobs you can do online, or jobs that have little to no startup costs. These jobs are all .organized for you. So go right now to www.myworkfromhomeideas.org and see which idea is the right fit for you.